100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge. I post a topic. You come up with the story. Miss the cat knocks things around.
What are you doing down there? What are you? No, you silly goose.
Anyway, it's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is fake, and a bunch of you sent in stories, and we're going to listen to them. That's how this thing works. We keep doing this until I'm dead. Y'all are dead. I don't know. The internet breaks, whatever. And it's stories, and we share them. We be creative. We imagine and we say, oh my God, that's how they did it? Oh, neat. That's a neat direction. And, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories and I'll stop rambling.
Two Rubbers All I Knew here with a story on the word fake. The opinions expressed by the narrator are not necessarily those of the author. The British royal family is going to the dogs. Some look back to Queen Victoria, but really, all she did was sit in the chair too long. She was peak empire, and everyone knew it. Lizzie I started it, and it was clogs to clogs in 300 years. And before her, you had the Tudors and Plantagenets smashing the place up like children. Fake monarchy, and a fake aristocracy. These days, you get a peerage for slipping a few bob in the right places. You're not a real aristocrat, unless your family came over in the Norman Conquest.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
My husband looked at me, aghast. What? Seriously, every time? I smirked. Yes, honey bun. Every single one was fake. You've never been able to satisfy me in that way. And you never will. He looked confused, eyes glancing at the chains securing him firmly to the St. Andrew's cross, to which I'd bound him tightly. I answered his unasked question. No, sweetie pie, none of this is intended to achieve what you have always failed to do. But it is, nevertheless, going to bring me a great deal of pleasure. I picked up the scalpel, advancing slowly towards his exposed manhood.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week, and here's my story for this week. The photo was on the table, silent, undeniable proof. Nah, it's fake, someone said. And yet, it was there, a loud accusation to all those denying it. No one touched the photo, but everyone looked at it. They knew it had been taken there, in that sunny apartment. But where, exactly? It's clean. Nothing. No blood. No footprints. No fingerprints. Leave. Nothing they could do. And they left. Years later, breaking down a wall, there she was. There she was. 5 years old. And definitely not a fake. The photo got lost in a mysterious flood in the archive room. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 717, with a prompt of fake. Here's my story. Bilbert hoped his mother would show up soon. Hoping to avoid the subject of how he and Linoleum Amanda got home from the dance, he asked, "Is that a real Ferrari?" Marissa rolled her eyes.
"No, it's a fake. I saw you and that funny girl fly away from the school. How do you do that?"
A car with a single headlight turned onto the street. It could be his mother. Bilbert said,
"We weren't really flying. That was all fake, you know, done with wires and mirrors."
"I'm smarter than you think, Bilbert," Marissa said. "You can't fake me out."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic fake. It's called Have a Nice Day. Every day, I get up, shower, have breakfast, and leave for work, where I put on my fake plastic smile, take a deep breath, and start the day. I hate my job, can't stand my colleagues, and the customers make me borderline suicidal. The hours are long, the pay is rubbish, and job satisfaction is non-existent. But that fake smile stays fixed in place throughout every transaction, every interaction, every minute of the day. I turn to the next customer, ramp up the fake smile to a cheerful beam, and say my line. Welcome to the happiest place on earth. There you go, welcome to my world. Well, it's not really, actually. Anyway, I'll leave you to yours. Goodbye for now.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening's called...
Oh no, not again.
If I hear the word fake used in casual conversation one more time, I'm going to drive this here number two pen through their brain. I know the odds I will hit actual functioning gray matter is pretty slim. At least I've a chance to divert the river of verbal chum. I don't really care if their selective bubble ecosphere has feeling checked it until it bleeds red, white, and blue. What I want is a chain of provable facts that lead to the postulation being presented. What I want is a discourse of words that hasn't been weaponized. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The truth is, none of this is real. I'm not real. You're not real. It's all an illusion. It's all in your head. Or maybe it's all in my head. I have no idea. And neither do you. There's no way to prove anything, so we just have to agree to deal with each other like this. Even though neither of us, none of this, is real. What is real? I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I never knew what was real. So how do I know this isn't real? How you and me and all of this isn't real?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of fake. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. And thank you to everyone who's been listening out there. I hope you enjoyed it. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to... So few of you leave comments. Why do I even bother? It's okay. And there are no ads. I don't think there are any ads on the site. Are there any ads on the site? If there are, let me get rid of them. The next topic is shark. Go ahead and go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click weekly challenge, and you'll see how to be a part of this. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, those who are. I think I've said that, I keep saying that. And I should. I mean, this podcast is made up of, I mean, I write the stories during the week, and then there are more stories from others on this podcast than me because of the weekly challenge. So there you go. There's some math for you on Sunday. And as always, keep it brief.